is the pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here from the PGA Golf Show, the Human Touch booth. This is probably my 12th year being out here, probably around the 7th or 8th time, 8th year of broadcasting. We didn't get a chance to really walk around like we normally do, which means one of two things there, Matthew. We either need to walk around after
we do,
or we need to come back on Friday.
The comeback Friday is out of the question for a pizza guy like me, but...
It's out of the question for a normal pizza guy.
Yeah, but for me, I would rather just stay later, and there's a lot of cool stuff here. A lot of great exhibits, a lot of cool technology for fitness and exercise, things that I'm passionate about.
The thing that I like about coming to any of these things, honestly, you know, whether it's golf-related, you know, we've gone to the Amusement Park Expo.
Right.
We've gone to so many different things just because you don't know what you run into.
I think the Surf Expo is across the street right now.
Is it really?
Right now, yeah. So that's probably why parking was so crazy today.
I know you're, never mind, I'm not even going there.
No, what was that?
No, can't do it. No, sir, I'm not going to do it. What you got?
This week, you know, the return of the king, the notorious one.
Notorious
McGregor. Came back to the UFC. He said he never left, but I want to know, how does this rank?
I want to know how he was ranked. I mean, it's okay that he's ranked now, but, you know, there was a rule back in the day when I was part of this shenanigans called the ranking, that if you hadn't fought in a year, you were not eligible to be ranked. So if that's the case, how was Conor McGregor ranked? He hasn't fought in a year. You want to rank him now? All right.
Right. But the question is, where does his comeback on Saturday night put him in the top comebacks of all athletes all time? Because I have a list. I mean, there's a list according to the Bleacher Report.
And you want me to say whether I think Conor's comeback is better or
better?
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Number 10, George Foreman returning at age 45.
And he won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that Conor's not going to be better than any, because George coming back at that age to win,
he's number 10 on the list.
Yeah, that's what I said. Thanks for listening.
Number 9, the 49er. With ties to the Super Bowl coming up, Garrison Hurst comes at a number 9. Broken ankle. You know, likely to kill other people's career, but he came back.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay, moving on.
I mean, again, so we're going to say any athlete that's ever been injured that's come back.
Well, I mean, they could retire and come back.
I think Jim Abbott's come back is the greatest of all time. He came back from no hand. It's a comeback. I'm giving it to Jim Abbott.
Well, Lance Armstrong came back
from cheating.
One testicle. Hey, lost.
You rode a bike. Do you really need testicles?
No, you don't need your manhood to do that. Especially a more comfortable ride if you don't have them. Number 8, Joe Simpson.
I have no idea who that is.
Shattered his leg in a remote peak in the Andes.
I'm going to say Conor's ahead of that.
Niki Lauda, 1976, on the way to the world, second world championship in Formula One racing. He hit the bump in the road.
We talked about that driving up here today.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 6, Bethany Hamilton. It's a horse, she fell off a horse. I mean, it killed Superman. That's a pretty tragic accident if you fall off a horse, right? Because I once fell off a horse. I was like, how serious? I was riding a horse, I was drunk, and I fell, getting drugged, you know, just froze in the stirrup. Thank God.
I choose just to ignore you.
Thank God the manager from Walmart came out and unplugged it.
Like I didn't know where to go in there.
You saved my life. Thank God. Number 5, Greg LeMond. The Tour de France breaks his wrist.
What do you need a wrist for to ride a bike?
To steer.
Seriously, have you never ridden a bike with one hand?
With your knee? I drive with
that's
my
how
knee.
I drive, right.
That's not how the construction guy drove today with the knee.
But you can ride a bike with no hands. I mean, we've all done it. And especially in the Tour de France, because they're all so packed together. You can't fall. No, that one, I'm going Conor more than that.
Conor better. Number 4, Mario Lemieux. His herniated disc, you know, compromised his career. We had a rare infection.
But let's be honest. Conor didn't come back from injury. Conor just came back. Conor was never hurt.
You know, he's come back from injury fighting this week in Raleigh. Junior Dos Santos, who was laid up with an infection. I mean, like, I think that's why part of the MMA fights that we don't really understand is there's so much bacteria on a jiu-jitsu mat or floor that these guys get cuts.
And B&Bs.
So they get a feel, you get MRSA, you get these skin bacteria. Kevin Lee is out with staph infection, right?
Well, was he really out?
Well, he was out. But he had staph infection.
Right, there you go.
So there's a lot about Junior Dos Santos was laid up in a hospital in pretty serious condition a few months back, but now he is.
I like Junior Dos Santos.
Fighting this week in the heavyweight division.
I like him. You know, somebody came up to me and he asked me my thoughts on Conor McGregor. And, you know, I mean, it's typical. It's the same thing when people have asked me my thoughts on you. You know, as a person, in the ring, outside of the ring.
Right.
As a pizza maker or as a human being. It's two different things.
So,
you know, I like Junior Dos Santos both in the cage and as a person. Really a good dude. Right.
Right. Number three, Ben Hogan. Is that Hulk Hogan's son?
It is. He wants Hulk Hogan's dad. Okay. Mr. Hogan.
He was a golf circuit pro.
Yes, he was. Thanks for from the PGA Tour. What did he do? Sprain his pinky. Tell me what he did.
Severed a broken clavicle, fractured rib, a complex pelvic fracture, facial and eye injury, and a fractured left ankle and soft tissue injury to his left leg. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, his golfer here, number three, is more dangerous than any of the UFC fighters.
More dangerous?
Well, more battle tested. Except for Macy Barber. We saw Macy Barber go through one hell of a gritty, tough fight.
Or Felice Herrick. Did you see about that?
Yeah.
She got in a little fisticuffs.
Yeah, right.
Over a penny. Now, I said I was the cheapest person you know. Whoever that was, no, she wasn't picking it up. Just somebody picked it up in front of her. And I guess, you know, it's like, and I talk about it at like events like this at this convention center. People think they're the only ones here.
Right.
This place is packed. It's over 1 million square feet of stuff. Yeah, people will stop
right in the way.
And start to text.
Right.
Or they'll stop to talk to their husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, significant other. Dude, woman, there's people behind you.
That's just the culture we live in. Everybody's like inconsiderate and like addicted to technology. But going back to the Mason Barber.
Better being addicted to love.
Was that a song?
It was.
Who was saying that song?
I don't know. So that's with you know, all the guitar players have red lips.
Is that a Pepsi commercial?
I don't know.
We're a Coke guy, so you wouldn't
know. Right. No, is Pepsi okay? No, it's not.
No, so
I've said that.
Yeah, no, it's
he's been with me. They're like, is Pepsi okay? No, I'll do iced tea.
Do you know why it's different in pizza? If you have a sweet sauce with like a lot of basil, or it's a sweet, you've caramelized sugar or carrots or onions to reduce the acidity of the tomato. You drink Pepsi, it's too sweet. It's sweet on sweet. Right. So Coke actually counterbalances it. Plus, Coke comes from Atlanta, which is the home place of
almost the home place. Yep, Staff Zone global headquarters just moved to Roswell, Georgia. And I will have to be going up there shortly to do another live broadcast.
But going back to
I have a broadcast room there.
I know. You probably have your own room there. Your office.
I do.
But Macy Barber, so there's hope me got blown out. She knew it was blown out. And with grit and determination, would you like to see her stop the fight and live to fight another fight, or to just continue on like she did? She already knew she was wrecked. She's going to have that surgery. She's going to be out for who knows how long. Do you respect her grittiness to stay in and fight to the end? Or should she have just shut it down and said, you know what? I'm done. Like a tractor pull, where they blow an engine, they just walk away. They're like, we're done tonight.
You know, when Grave Digger flips over, which they're coming next Saturday. Hogan's showing up for that?
Sunday.
Macho Man is going to come back. You know, no matter what she does, she's going to get ridiculed for. If she would have stopped, which wouldn't have been an awful thing to do, then, you know, all the naysayers, oh, she doesn't have grit, she doesn't have heart, she doesn't have... And then because she went through and fought through it, injured, people are like, well, she was an idiot for not stopping. She can't win. It's kind of like when a referee lets a particular cowboy get 8 extra punches to the head that he doesn't deserve.
Cowboy took a beating.
I'm sorry. Do you think that should have been stopped sooner?
Yes.
Of course it should have.
Right.
You know, now I know, and I've been told this by referees, that they look at who's fighting as to determine when they're going to stop, which, A, I don't necessarily think I agree with, but B, all right, so you know the grit of Dom. 9 extra? 47 extra?
But some guys don't even really wake up until they're beat up.
Like, until they're unconscious.
Clay Guida.
No, they don't wake up until they're unconscious.
Clay Guida takes a beating, but he's still there in the fifth round. I mean, that guy goes through hell and back before he even really starts to try.
But where are we? I mean, old school MMA, old school UFC, Zuffa, SEG. You know, it was that.
Right.
It was
some of the greatest fights were that miracle comeback. Like, they're losing.
Anderson Silva over Chael.
And then we make a triangle choke.
Triangle. Now, that's probably, and I'm a Chael guy.
Did Chael take a dive on that one?
No. What?
He didn't take a.
I'm gonna slap you.
No, I'm just saying. He didn't like. All right, I'm gonna beat you up for like, you know, I'm gonna act like I'm winning. And then I'll give you a win, consecutive streak, and keep going.
Is there a nice way to call you an idiot?
Wow.
I mean,
I'm sure there's a booth here that will convert your words into something nice.
It's very possible. All right. The best part is, it is break time.
Oh, really?
Coming to you live from the Human Touch booth. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sound. We're going to grab Bruce when we come back. We're going to get some more information on these chairs. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show here in Orlando, hanging out at the Human Touch booth. We're going to get some other representatives on. Eric has already been on. I'm gonna go lay in a chair. I'm gonna let you do a segment.
All right, let's do it.
No, I can't let you do a segment.
What do you mean? I'm a professional.
Professional what?
An amateur does it for free. A professional gets paid.
You're an amateur.
I'm standing here. I am.
You're an amateur.
We're not going to pay you right now.
What?
I'm professional at everything else I do. Driver.
Finish up here.
I got you here.
Finish. Yeah.
I'm not getting paid at the restaurant because the computer went down. The POS is out.
Do they have the right cables there?
I should have brought it.
I tell you to bring one thing.
I did get a photo with the Ryder Cup. So Ryder Cup's over here at the PGA Expo.
So while I'm here trying to set up,
they said
running around taking photos.
Can you believe they had the audacity to tell me not to pick up the trophy? I was like, are you kidding me? It's a photo op. And then I was like, do you know who I am? And they're like, no. And I was like, don't touch the photos or the trophy, sir. So I did the pose.
Well, you don't touch the trophy unless you win it.
No,
it's like the Stanley Cup. Finish your list, though. Bore me with the list.
How do I win? Like, what do I got to do? Let's
finish the list.
Well, there's only two left. I don't know what number two
was.
Talk
slow.
But number one was my boy, the greatest champion of all champions.
I never know when you're...
Lance Armstrong.
I never know when you're serious or you're just a buffoon.
Do you know how hard it is to ride a bicycle?
Cheating?
Doesn't matter.
What?
Doesn't matter. The steroids don't help you recover. They don't help
right.
you perform.
It helps you recover.
Recover.
So you can go out and race the next day.
But everybody cheats.
I'm not saying that.
You don't think golfers are stable steroids? You think golf, do you think they, with all the muscle
of
development
course.
Here?
Well, I believe everybody cheats.
What sport would you not need steroids in? What sport, competitive sport?
Again, steroids, like you said, it's to be able to get back out on the field, get back out on the course, whatever the next day. You know, on the racetrack, whatever. People think steroids builds up.
Right.
No, it helps you recoup.
Oh, so you can perform more frequently
right.
at a higher level.
Steroids didn't help Barry Bonds hit home runs.
Right. It doesn't help hand-eye coordination.
I think I've decided that there is a bigger buffoon in the world than you.
No way.
There is.
Which one?
I know that's shocking. The clown that did not vote for Derek Jeter for the Hall of Fame.
Why would they not vote for Derek Jeter?
He was not unanimous.
Is he not the GOAT?
The GOAT of what?
Third shortstop.
You sure shortstop?
Well, I thought he was got to go to move to third, but he said, nope, I'm the captain. Hey, Rod, you go to third. I'm the king.
Was he the GOAT? I don't know.
In team sport, can you be a GOAT?
Yeah. You're the GOAT of that position. You're not. I mean, there's obviously a GOAT of baseball, but that.
Who's the best baseball player of all time?
Pete Rose.
And why isn't he in the Hall?
Because he's a cheater.
The Astros are cheaters. The Red Sox are cheaters.
Well, he wasn't a cheater. He was a
the
gambler.
Cheater. What's the difference between technology cheating or steroid chemical cheating?
Nothing. That's why the steroid guys are not getting in.
It's crazy.
You know, Barry Bonds still isn't in.
And you know they're going to cheat again?
But they're going to try to find another way around cheating.
Yeah.
Right.
But then everything you do.
But, you know, saying the GOAT, and we can argue the GOAT in anything. What's the GOAT of these massage chairs?
Human Touch.
No, I understand that. Human Touch is
the red one because it matches my mohawk.
And that's fine. So red would be your GOAT. The black one is my GOAT.
Yeah.
So it's always arguable. You know, who is the greatest baseball player? You know, I kind of go to, and I could change it, but I would go with, who am I starting the baseball team with? If you're going to start the baseball team, you had the first pick in the history of the world. Who are you taking?
Pete Rose. He's got the heart. He's going to set the nucleus of the team.
Then and he'll give you 2-1 odds.
And he'll give you all the hits.
Well, again, if you said Pete, and I have always said Pete Rose, but if it's not Pete Rose, you know, we could go with, you know, Cy Young. 947,000 victories.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to beat.
Sure.
You know, you could go Barry Bonds because of the home runs. How are you going to start your team? Are you going to start your team with power? Are you going to start it with the gold glove?
Hey, I said with heart. I think all great championship teams have like a chemistry, like a nucleus.
No.
No.
No. I'm willing to bet you that there are many Major League Baseball players that have massive hearts that are not very good ball players.
Like the hustle, the Charlie Hustle. It was in his DNA.
You think Pete Rose is the only one that would run over Ray Fosse at home plate?
Yes.
No.
I think that's never happened since.
Well, because Ray Fosse's never played.
Well, what player has been taken out in an all-star exhibition game in any sport?
Oh, plenty of people.
Who?
Again, I remember a story that Marty Lyons told me. The New York Jets were playing the Miami Dolphins, Dwight Stevenson in the center, an interception. Marty plastered Dwight Stevenson. Friends from Alabama put him out of football.
Oh, wow.
Stuff happens. Okay. It's part of the game. Believe me, you've seen me play softball. Stand in my way if you're playing against me.
Well, you're tired of the bat.
Well, the bat's definitely gone.
Not intimidating anymore.
Yeah. People laughed at that bat. It was a little gold Easton. I could go to right field all day long with that thing.
Would you point it out like Babe Ruth? Would you?
Everybody knew I went to right field.
Or do you call your shots, yeah, like cigar hanging out your mouth?
No. I've never had a cigar in my
mouth. A mixed drink on first base.
I don't know. I'm sure I've had a mixed drink. Yeah, I've had a few.
Well, back in the Tour de France days, they used to ride biking and they would do beer breaks. You know, like.
Well, look at Connor just came out and said that he was drinking whiskey the week of the Khabib fight. So.
He said, what do you call it? The liquid. He's like, I run the liquid.
It was the liquid. It was the motivator.
That's
all your stuff.
But I mean, how great a comeback is it? I mean, we know Jordan left, the Bulls, and he retired, and he came back. Like, is there another sports figure, a bigger name than what McGregor just did this weekend?
Well, it's two different things. First of all,
he even come back
because
he led one to boxing.
Bigger name. I mean, Conor McGregor is a massive name. Right?
The biggest in all sport. Is he not the number one athlete in all sport right now?
I don't know. I would hate to say I'm not sure. I don't know.
Who's bigger than Conor?
Well, obviously the top two, the top three soccer players.
Well, yeah. But they're still the same guys. But they're still the same.
What do you mean?
Ronaldo and Messi and, but they're still the same guys.
Right.
Like LeBron. I mean, those guys have...
I would almost venture to say, and I know people are going to say, how can you say it? And it hurts me to say it. Conor may be bigger than LeBron.
I believe it. I think he is.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is possible.
Did he get ownership of the UFC?
No. And by the way, happy birthday to Tiger.
Tiger?
Today's Tiger's birthday.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Not Tiger. Who said Tiger Woods?
Oh, you're talking about the other golfing Tiger. The long drive champion Tiger.
Steve Monroe,
who can hit a golf ball around the world,
463
from his knees.
Well, he didn't hit 463 from his knees. He hit 3-something from his knees.
Oh, you know what?
I would put Steve Monroe against any golfer that's walking in this building right now.
I got John Daly. He's over at the Loudmouth booth right now.
I say Steve Monroe beats him. They've played together. They've played together.
Because of the Drosty connection with Hooters, right?
Well, Steve really isn't a Drosty, obviously Daly is.
Right.
Steve is just very well known.
I checked out the Loudmouth suits.
So I'm standing here waiting for you for the past 3 hours. And you're shopping.
I'm shopping for Super Bowl Media Row. They've got a Loudmouth suit. It looks like a white painter's suit that they just took paint cans and splashed paint on.
So are we wearing them?
I think this is awesome.
Are we wearing them?
It was probably $7,000. But we'll check the price before we leave. Because it'll really bring out the red mohawk.
You're going to have one or the other.
What do you mean?
One or the other. Which would you do?
I was going to do a Don Johnson
one or the other.
A white Don Johnson Miami Vice style with the red shoes, the mission belt, which I got here last year at PGA Tour, which was I'm getting compliments on.
To the bag.
The mohawk
or the suit? Which would you go with?
The suit's pretty broad.
Yeah, I would rather that than that.
And the mohawk stains like the Airbnb mattresses, and pillows and bed sheets. So
you're going to be responsible for
that. I'd have to sleep in the human touch red, body chair.
So you'd rather ruin that chair.
The dye on my hair is the same color as the chair, the leather, so I wouldn't have to wear it. You wouldn't even know the dye was there.
All right, when we return, get the Raleigh card.
Yes.
Let's look ahead to the Raleigh card, and let's see how many of those names you're going to butcher.
All of them.
From the Raleigh fight this weekend. And then we'll start to look ahead to the Super Bowl. We'll look ahead to the John Jones fight. A lot of things still to touch base on, and we'll probably touch base on none of them when we return. Coming to you live from the Human Touch booth here at the PGA Golf Show, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stapson.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go away.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, Blackstone Millet grain free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How you doing? This is Tony Goodall from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show. A couple segments left, the Human Touch booth. So you're looking at the red, huh?
Oh, yeah, I got to get the red.
I'm going with this black one right here.
Okay.
The foot massage. And this chair right here, the perfect chair, where it lays back, it really is phenomenal. And every time I say we're going to put Bruce on, all the chairs get full.
It's amazing. I've never seen this many people actually participate. Usually people walk by and look and see. But this is one of those things where everybody wants to be in the chair.
Of course.
Everybody has to come.
I have some complaints.
Okay, you usually do.
Do I do the complaint in front of Bruce? The things that I'm going to say, I've done this before, so I know that Bruce can't say this,
okay.
But people come and sit on these chairs, and then they put their crap on one of the other chairs.
Right.
It drives me crazy, and they're not even my chairs.
I was holding a lady's coat for a minute. She was
I don't mind you holding it, but they're like putting the coat on another chair.
I'm like, lady, I'm on the air. I'm a star. What are you doing? You can't talk to a talent like that.
And she said, aren't you Matt McClellan?
She's like, you're in my chair. I'm like, okay.
time.
You're my scarecrow. just hold your hands out, and we'll flip the chair over on you. So, did you pull up the rally car? Did you do anything during the break?
I did pull up the rally car, but then I switched over to like the 7 ways to cheat in golf because I'm really intrigued. I like how people cheat in this sport.
Okay.
So number 7 is nudging the ball. All right.
I'm not going to tell you who.
Okay.
I will not tell you who.
Okay.
But I played in a celebrity charity event where the celebrities were playing among other celebrities to win money.
Okay.
And I played with a particular celebrity that has been at the PGA Golf Show before. He's been on some very well-known TV shows who... Yeah, nudge the ball.
Nudge the ball.
Almost every time.
Wow. Every time.
Almost every time.
Wow. So the good thing for him is that number 6 is amnesia.
I like that.
So you forgot that he nudged the ball.
I think the best way to cheat in golf is bring Stephen Rupp. No, he works for me. You know, it's an employee thing. Yeah, he works for me.
Number 5, identification process.
What? Your handicap?
In this instance, the ball has finished in a bad spot, either deep left or an overgrown area. Identifying is tricky, and the player is well within the rights to lift it off to see if it's his or hers. So I'll get a better lie out of it, I guess.
Sure.
Provisional ball. Yeah. Every ball you hit must be equally identifiable. So hitting a different ball, different, titles won with a blue dot. So changing balls.
Well, that's why you mark them, so you can.
A marking procedure?
How I would mark my ball? This is not my ball. That's what I would write. Matter of fact,
you can sell that here.
I'm going to play the media event out at Innisbrook for the Valspar coming up, and that's what I'm going to write on the ball. This is not my ball.
Playing?
No.
No, I'll get some clubs. I'll wait at the right place to get them.
I said no.
But I'm good.
I said no.
I'm very good.
Yeah. You'll be good at making pizza that day.
What do you mean? I have a golf clinic. I got coaches. I have a sponsor now. Wearing a loudmouth suit.
Go, idiot.
Number 3, the marking procedure. Put a coin or a marker behind the ball, but then you don't put it back in the same spot, get it closer.
I don't even know if that falls into it, because most of the time when you do that, you're only nudging by a half an inch.
Like a half a quarter.
Right. Is a half an inch, is that one penny that Felice Herrick got in a little scuffle over really worth it?
I mean, in golf, it is. I mean, like, remember when Happy Gilmore, the greatest golfer ever to play, remember when his caddy
said, "That's a tough lie.
It's slanted downhill to the left." He goes, "That's because you have one shoe on." You should sell one shoe and be a vendor of this thing.
You hit it off the yellow Volkswagen, off the pipe, off the windshield.
Through the Subway 6-inch.
Yeah.
The unofficial handicaps. Wow. So most people are not members of clubs. They don't actually have a real
ranking. That's everything. We played C-League softball. And there was A teams, which is the top, that won the A League the year before. They're like, "Yeah, we lost our shortstop. We're C now."
Called Jeter,
the GOAT. I'm not sure Derek Jeter could have made our team.
Was he the best shortstop ever to play?
Again, let's go back to fielding, hitting, what?
Winners. Like just winning championships, captain of the team. Never lost his position, never got shuffled around.
Well, there's a lot, the first one that comes to mind is Ozzie Smith. Now, again, I worked for the Cardinals, so.
And he did a backflip.
Cal Ripken.
One of the guys did a backflip for, like, entertainment.
Because then they'd have backs like mine.
Well, then they could be in the human touch and take it all away.
I can't, I'm telling you.
Zero gravity.
When I get my human touch massage chair, don't come to my house.
I won't come.
Because I am not getting out of it.
We'll do the show live in the living room.
I promise you I will do the show with me sitting in the massage chair.
And the number one reason or way people cheat in golf, coming to you live from the 2020 Golf Expo,
the PGA show,
merchandise show in Orlando, Florida, Improving the Lie.
But it's all the same. Improving the lie and cheating with putting it, with your coin down, isn't it the same thing?
Yeah.
Or back to Happy Gilmore when they used that big cookie as their marker.
It's a cookie. I would eat the cookie too.
And then he goes and takes a bite of it and such. All right. Bottom of the hour, you know what that means. I got 2.5 minutes to go sit in the perfect chair. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'll be back in 3 and 3.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, this is Chris Isaac. You're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a 3-time welterweight champion of the United States. And here he is, Randy Harris.
You might have been a welterweight champ, but you've never won 3 divisional knockouts in 3 different weight classes like the victorious one, Conor McGregor.
That's true.
The greatest athlete on planet Earth.
Please.
What? The number one athlete of all time.
Please.
The greatest marketable person ever to live.
You know, I don't know about marketable. You know, it's funny because I talked to Human Touch about some of the people, and, you know, we're going to start getting some of the celebrities that I know and we know. And when you're talking about marketability, there can't be a whole lot of negative stuff sometimes. So I'm going to disagree that Conor's the most marketable athlete in the world.
What about Tito Ortiz?
What about him?
He would be great for this brand because he's all about recovery. I mean, if you talk to Tito in his interviews, he's always doing cryo and altitude tests.
A lot of athletes do that. Right? Well, Bader. Yeah, but you know, who has one of these champs?
But these old school guys, Bader's a double champ. Like, you know, and a wrestler. Maybe we could go do the NCAA bucket list you have.
No, what's this we?
Or a team, you and I.
We're really not.
We're you and I.
We're really not.
If I rearrange the alphabet, it's you and I together.
We're not French. There's no we. I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying, we could go to the wrestling thing and then recover. But, I mean, Tito is on the forefront of the body and recovery. I mean, he would.
Honestly, these massage chairs, and the perfect chair, is for everybody. It doesn't have to be for an athlete. It doesn't have to be for, you know, Tito Ortiz or Hulk Hogan. I don't even think Terry could get in one of these.
No, I'm sure they have a weight one.
An extended one?
It's got to be.
Yeah. You said a weight one.
He's like 300 pounds. He's proud to be a 300 pounder.
Is he really?
He's talking about how it took him a while to get back up to 300. I think he's ready. He just had his back surgery. Terry's ready for WrestleMania.
Is he going to do something in WrestleMania?
He has to. That's why he did the surgery now, I think. I mean, he did it a couple weeks ago so he could recover. I wouldn't be surprised.
Remember when I told you to, if you're willing to, you know, that person that you're going to get the autograph or picture of?
Yes.
Has to be worth losing your credential?
Yes.
Worth losing your reputation?
Right.
Not that you have one, but, you know, on and on. I know someone that lost their job getting a photo of Terry Bollea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't lose over that. I bring him pizzas. He loves me.
I think the only person that I'd be willing to lose my credentials over, I did at the Affliction Tournament in California.
With Donald Trump.
And he's now the president of the United States.
That's a great one to lose it over.
And that's what I said to you. You have to be willing that person is worth. Can you go the rest of your life, knowing that you've been banned in all 50 states for getting a picture with Carrot Top? No.
Right. Well, speaking of comedians, and even better comedians than Carrot Top,
the best.
Coming live.
He is the best.
To the Tampa Improv.
He is the best.
January 24th and 25th, the one, the only, Russell Peters.
And you will be a pizza boy delivering pizza.
And I will also open for him. I will write
Stop lying.
I have a new material. Let me see your pen. I will write some
Stop
material.
Stop lying.
Can I borrow your pen?
No, you are not opening for Russell Peters.
If he needs a fill-in, I got him. Somebody gets sick, somebody gets whacked, somebody dies behind the curtain.
You know who's going to get whacked? That's you.
Just saying, Russell, all right, call me. I got you.
All right.
We'll bring out Chuck, Tito, or Chuck to the Mohawk.
Well, just be quiet. We're 10 days out, Super Bowl. 50 folks.
Yes.
50 years since Kansas City's been to the Super Bowl.
Montana's definitely coming, right?
He is definitely coming. He's guaranteed to win.
Right, because he played with both other guys.
What do you think deep down in places you don't go? That was from some movie. I don't remember. Oh, no, that was from A Few Good Men. You need me on this wall. You want me on this wall. Isn't he root for San Francisco?
Oh, it has to.
Now, even though San Fran's the one that shipped him off to Kansas City.
Are you rooting for San Fran because of your friendship with John Lynch?
No.
Well, I actually have a question. Front office people, they get a Super Bowl ring if they win as a team, right?
They get a ring for losing, too.
Do they call themselves Super Bowl champions if they weren't an actual player that contributed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I won Super Bowl with the Bucks and with the 49ers.
Gronkowski won a ring in New England. He didn't play.
Because he just put on the roster.
Yeah. Well, my good friend Keenan McCardell was on injured reserves in Washington.
But they'll be like, there's got to be an asterisk next to that. Like, you didn't really contribute to
part
that.
Of the team.
But you didn't contribute.
When I win a Grammy, an Oscar, when I won whatever that award was that's on our website.
The Vanguard Award?
You had nothing to do with
it. Radio.
But you were involved.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Is my name on the trophy?
No.
Can I hold that trophy?
No.
Because there wasn't the Ryder Cup.
It's kind of like the Stanley Cup. You have to be involved.
If I lose my credential for taking a picture holding the Ryder Cup, will you back me on it?
As long as I still get a ride back, as long as your car's still there.
We'll rent a Ryder truck.
Over under that one of our two cars got towed.
Oh. Yeah.
You think one did?
No, because I just went out of mine to look for a power cord.
I'm sure you're
still there.
Yeah.
Your car's still there. It's not overnight.
All right, so all the chairs are full, and we need to get Bruce over here.
And I still got the UFC pulled up, so we'll be ready to roll.
Talk about the card, and we'll grab Bruce here in a minute.
So this Saturday, January 25th, coming to you live from PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is going to be UFC Fight Night 166. Your main card featuring Curtis Blades versus Junior Dos Santos.
Say that again.
Curtis Blades.
Blades?
Blades?
Curtis
Blades.
Blades?
Blades?
Yeah.
Oh,
for
where's the Y in there?
For
the Spanish?
20 cents. What is this nickname? Is it on there?
No.
Okay.
Curtis Blade is Curtis. It's got to be something with who's the guy that played Blade? Was that the actor?
I don't know.
The one that did jail.
How about Curtis Razor Blade?
Yeah.
Much of that.
But where's the Y in there? The Spanish?
I don't know.
Is it like an A?
Why is there an R in Royce's name?
Yeah, Curtis Blades. All right. Versus Junior Dos Santos.
I like the fight. And I've always said since day one, it doesn't mean I'm right, but if I can't pick a winner, I mean, if I picked one and they lost, it's one thing. I don't know who's going to win that fight. I truly don't.
Your co-main event is the welterweight division, Rafael Dos Santos.
I like this.
Versus Michael Chiesa.
Yeah.
Chiesa manhandled Diego Sanchez, even though Diego has the history, the technique, the form. Experience.
I like that fight. You know, Chiesa obviously is
a monster.
He is a monster, but you know, he's not going to be able to handle Dos Santos on the ground.
Jiu-jitsu is a different level.
And Mike is okay, but and I'm going to say this only because of Grossman, RDA, and that is
RDA.
Yeah, I like that fight. I truly do. Chiesa has some Tampa Bay ties. His uncle did work for the Bucs.
Okay.
He did some stuff for the Buccaneers. He's been to some games. So I like that one.
Your flyweight division, Jordan Espinoza versus Alex Perez. Your women's strawweight, Hannah Seifert versus Angela Hill. I feel like Angela Hill's like on like every other card.
I think this will be Angela's, because she was supposed to be on the show today, and because of our technical difficulties, I believe this will be her seventh fight in a year.
Didn't Cowboy have 11 in like a year?
I don't know. I doubt that.
He's fighting right now somewhere.
Well, he definitely is. He's not for the UFC. You know, he's fighting at the BMF Ranch.
The Jamal Hill versus Darko Stosic? I have no idea. We got hyphens and...
That's why I love you mentioning the names.
That's why I can't do Jeopardy. I mean, I would never get any of those.
Very disappointed in that. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, the champion.
Yeah, what was up with that? They changed networks?
Well, no. It was two guys and another guy.
Right. Three guys.
Well, it was really only two guys.
Right, because the other guy
had
no
Ken.
Chance.
It was the gambler from Vegas.
The guy that lives in his parents' basement. What was that guy's name?
That's the Brad. That guy was awful. And he makes me, you know, obviously the guy's a genius.
Right.
And he couldn't answer our question.
Yeah. So that's your main card. Run down your preliminary card. Bevan Lewis versus Daquan Townsend. Is that a different pronunciation?
I don't know. I'm just...
Is there a V in the middle? Is that Bayon? I don't know. Arnold Allen versus Nick Lentz. Women's flyweight, Justine Kish versus Lucy Pudavidov.
I believe Justine is from St. Petersburg.
Is she? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
How come she's not been to Tulsa?
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Well, that makes a difference.
Maybe you should open up one there.
You know they banned Vizine?
At a young, as a young age, I believe, of five.
You know the UFC banned Vizine in Russia? It gets the rat out.
Oh, my
Montel
God.
Montel Jackson versus Felipe Calares. The women's bantamweight, Sarah McMahon versus Nina Langsberg.
Sarah, you're an Olympic medalist.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, where the Olympic medalist?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've talked to so many different people. I remember Matt Hughes telling me that, you know, his welterweight title was under the bed.
Right.
You know, then, you know, others, you know, hang him up. We've seen Nunez and, you know, hers hanging up.
What would you do with the title? If you had a Super Bowl ring or a championship trophy, a Ryder Cup of sorts, what would you do with the trophy?
I tell you the Tim Sylvia story? Throwing out the first pitch with the Dodgers?
No.
So we went out. That's when we met Barry Bonds and all that kind of stuff. And Tim starts to walk out to throw the first pitch. And I go, Tim, what's wrong with you? Put the belt on. So he puts the belt on to throw the first pitch, and then he got destroyed on the internet for wearing the belt. Are you kidding me?
What?
I would wear the belt. I would wear the medal everywhere.
Because in bodybuilding, after you win a trophy, you go to like IHOP and you like sit on the table.
Well, it's like you with your credentials. You wear them everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm proud. I laminated mine. They're permanently fused to my windshield.
Oh.
Your bantamweight fight. Brett Johns versus Tony Gravely. In the middleweight fight, Herbert Burns versus Nate Langweiler. So, obviously a lot of up-and-coming new people. A lot of local Raleigh people probably fighting in the backyard. Some people I never heard of.
Well, and there's only one way to watch the fights this weekend. You need to
lay down in zero gravity.
The human touch chair.
Zero gravity changes the game, doesn't it?
Well, you'd have to put the TV screen on the roof.
Because I cooked for Nicole Stott, the astronaut. When Twitter came out, she tweeted she wanted a pizza and a Coke when she got back to Earth. So I donated. I said, I will deliver anywhere on planet Earth for you, Nicole. I just can't deliver to outer space. And then she drove to the restaurant. So she knows what it's like to be in zero gravity. And I know what it's like to be in zero gravity thanks to the human touch. And the perfect chair.
Okay, turn your mic off.
I'm done.
Bruce, how are you, sir?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you?
Not too bad. First and foremost, thank you very much for allowing us to come out and hang out and broadcast. And tell us a little bit about the chairs, the perfect chair, the massage chairs. And I'm just going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to sit in the chair.
No,
you sit on my lap.
I like that. Well, you've deserved it. Well, thank you for being here. I mean, you have plenty of opportunities and other choices, but we're glad to have you here.
Well, I don't think there is any other choice. And yeah. We've talked. We're going to do a lot of these over the future.
Right. Yeah. Small world it is. So I've been with the company for about a year now. And my background has really been, you know, aside of military and everything else, and after college has been in the health and fitness market, fitness equipment. And Human Touch approached me about a year and a half ago, asking me if I'd have any interest in growing this into what they deemed as a sports performance market. So I wanted to try the product, see the product, test the product, and being a little bit in tune to, you know, what I like and appreciate from a recovery standpoint, whether it be pre-workout, post-workout, tried the product, fell in love with the product. Just as you said, that's not even a sales pitch. You know, it's easy to fall in love with the product, but as you get to know and learn more of the benefit of the product, then it becomes even more of just a given. So what I focus on in the commercial market, that being professional sports, universities, and the health and fitness market, the golf market, is the Novo XT2, which is a full body massage chair, and then the Perfect Chair, the PC610, which is a zero gravity chair, and it's basically completely is decompression of the spine, which you both experienced.
Amazing. You and I talked earlier, and you'll get to know me. Hopefully people have told you. I don't say things unless I believe it. I'm not gonna say it's true. I only say things that I believe. And my first thought was, and hopefully we'll still be involved after I say this, was what's the difference of this Perfect Chair and the recliner that I sleep in every night? I asked you that before I got in the chair. Once I got in the chair, there's a major difference. You know, the gap that I kind of lose my rear end in, and there's so much, it doesn't go that far back, the gravity. There is a huge difference, and unless you get in it and experience it, you really have no idea.
Right. Well, and it's body positioning too, right? I mean, you have plenty of recliners out the market. There's hundreds, there's thousands, but it's body positioning. And I think that's the one that Human Touch and our engineering team, they perfected. It's being in that perfect position to create the decompression of the spine.
Before we run out of time, and I'm being told how many minutes we have left, so before we do run out of time, where can people pick up a chair? Not literally, but you know, go and purchase. How do they do it? Where do they get information? What websites?
Sure, humantouch.com. That's really the best place to start. And then from that standpoint, they can reach out through customer service. Anything they can do online and put in and enter in the information. Find the perfect chair for them, because our portfolio isn't just these two chairs that you've both had the opportunity to sit in today. Our portfolio is 10 plus chairs. So it's really starting out there, going online, finding one that fits with your budget and one that you feel will be best fit.
So if you have that many, I suggest buy one of each.
It's quite possible.
You know, some set them up in the room. The beauty of running out of time is you're going to be back on the program in 2 weeks in Phoenix from the 8-Man Strong headquarters. So we'll have a lot to talk about in two
weeks. Yes, sir. That's thanks for right. having me. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate
it's been
it.
A lot of fun. While you walk around and do whatever you're going to do,
I do have a shout out.
I'm going to sit in the chair.
I want to say special thanks to Golf Talk America and Frank Bassett.
They did try to step.
You guys are looking out for other radio guys.
It didn't help, but they certainly were willing to help us.
Much appreciated.
So I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, because of the technical problems and forgetting some stuff, we did not get the four UFC fighters on. Next week, we will be live at the Super Bowl. Radio Row,
live.
A lot of cool stuff getting ready.
Get ready.
I want to thank the Human Touch. We are going to be involved. We're going to do a lot of stuff with them. Tune in next week, live from Super Bowl Radio Row, Super Bowl 54, KC, and my buddy John Lynch of the 49ers. This has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
Then she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move before they raise the parking lot. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. And you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.